Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Marcus Dupree, and we welcome
You, the Eagles and Flight Hours, is Apostle Marcus Debris once again, and we welcome you to be with us on the line tonight. And as we get ready to go forth, go into the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into the word of God. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor, glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you right now for this opportunity we have, Lord God, to release your word tonight. And we thank you for the hearts and even the minds shall receive tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for breaking through every ground, everything, Lord God, that is not like you, Lord, that any kind of spirit of sabotage, manipulation, anything, Lord God, that may try to come about and hinder your work from coming forth in Jesus' name. We thank you. We cast on every imagination, every thought of the Son, my God, and bring it to the obedience of Christ. And, Lord, we thank you. We embrace this moment, this time, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we continue to go forth. Thank you for what we're about to receive tonight. Speak to us, Lord. Speak through us, Lord. And, Lord, have your way, Lord God. You know exactly what we need in this hour, in this time. And you know whatever what are all the questions that we have. And you have the answers. And we thank you, Lord God, for as we pull on the anointing tonight. We thank you for the release now into this atmosphere of that which you have for us, that we shall be blessed over and above. Lord God, we thank you right now. You blessed us to be a blessing. And so, Lord, thank you for endowing us with your presence, Lord, even to serve. That as we go forth with your word tonight, as we release your word, let the word of God go forth with power and conviction and clarity in Jesus' name. We take it by authority, Lord God, even that which is ours in Jesus' name. We speak with authority. We speak with power. We speak with vigilance and diligence in Jesus' name. And we hold fast to the promises of God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We stagger not, Lord God, but we stand firm in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our feet are planted upon the rock, Lord God, that should not give in, that should not fall from under, or Lord God, shall stand strong, that we should build our house upon you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So thanking you in advance for what you're about to do. Speak, Lord, speak tonight, Lord God, as we come without any favoritism or reservations, any holding back. Come ready to be vessels prepared for the master's use. So, Lord, have your way tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We surrender all to you, and we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Speak, Lord, speak once again, Lord God. Thank you for doing a mighty work inside of us, each and every one of us, Lord God, as we receive that which you said tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Speak, Lord God, even as we come together on accord, as our hearts are open to receive tonight, Lord, thank you for doing even a working of signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God, even as we go, as the word come out of our mouth, let it penetrate the hearts, oh God, who need to hear what this says, the Lord. So, Lord, thanking you in advance, oh God, for what you're about to do. Lord, we thank you in advance, oh God, for even for the manifestation of your presence like never before. That truly, as your word is your release, oh God, that we are truly will be changed forever, inside out. So we bless you now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. Because in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now, Lord God. Use us for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let the house say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we praise the Lord, and we thank God once again. This is Apostle Marcus Dupree. And also tonight I have Father Gabrielle Bonham, amen, who's with us, amen, and who's one of the spiritual daughters who walks along with us in ministry and goes forth and then. And she's also hosted this call before and different times and minister. Daughter of Eagles Wings International Ministries, and we thank God for her being here with us tonight. And we're going to say hello to the people. Amen. Praise God.
I need her to hit one again because I lost her.
Okay.
Oh, there she go. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, you can hear you now. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. So we thank God for you, amen, being with us tonight. And,
amen.
We just thank God for what he's about to do as well. It's been a very interesting day, so I thank God for this night. Amen. I'm looking forward to what thus saith the Lord and what he desires to do tonight. We embrace this moment, embrace this time. And we like to say history, but in this case, I got to say in his story. Because every life that we live, every time that we share his word, is part of his story being told, and also even furthering his story, even as we go through these times and ages now, because we don't know what tomorrow holds, but he does. He is the holder of tomorrow. So, amen. So, praise God. So, before we get ready to get through the word, we want to just thank God for each and everyone that's on. Please feel free to call in as we go forward. If you desire prayer, desire to speak, you might say something the Lord may have upon your heart, even as we relate, you may want to, bring forth to us. Man, feel free to speak and even also to you, like I said, may have a request of prayer, whatever you might need to do that time. It might hit something that really, that might be your moment right then and there that you need the Lord to just touch you right there, right now. Because sometimes you might say we'll wait till later, but sometimes later it might not happen the way we expect it to. So sometimes when that moment comes, you got to grab that moment. So once again, so press number one, and feel free to speak or ask a question at the time or request prayer. So, amen. So, as we get ready to go forward, we're going to get ready to ask you to turn with us to John chapter 9. Amen. And the number to call in for those who are listening to my computer or any other avenue. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. And remember to press 1 at the time you're ready to speak, have a request. Amen. All right. So we're going to get ready to go forth into the word. Amen. And we thank God for this opportunity. So tonight we're going to go forth and we're going to start at, I think, John chapter 11. Verse 44 through 49. And Prophet, you have the honor. Can you read those verses for us? Amen.
Amen. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now, with this one here, this is aside from what we're going to actually deal with tonight. But just want to say this. A lot of times, people don't have a problem with necessarily who you are. But sometimes, and honestly, this is a people, but the opposition usually will come unless it's because of what you do. See, as long as we don't do anything, as long as you're not effective against the enemy, you don't stir up no waters or you don't begin to reveal truth or do anything. Let me tell you, some of you right now that's listening, it's like the minute you say something or do something, that's when the enemy decides to flare up. Do not be intimidated by the enemy. Notice until he began to call Lazarus to come forth out of there, people, the priests and other ones who saw that they wasn't happy about that. See, they should rejoice because someone who's dead is now alive. See, when the mortals are right, they miss even the good in something. They miss the whole point of a matter. That wasn't for them to find something to throw something wrong with Jesus. That was a moment for them to rejoice in what God had just did. But sometimes people in life and challenges and situations, they tend to look at the things that don't even matter, and they focus on those things that don't matter. And that's why you have to stay focused. Don't let anyone deter you from doing what thus saith the Lord. If whatever God has told you to do, you stay purposeful in your heart, even if you have to be like David and encourage yourself. You may not have an amen quarter, but you may do. But the fact of the matter is, if anyone, you keep on doing what God has called you to do and be relentless about it. Never give up. Because someone at any time, any place may need that encouragement. But they might need that special someone to see them do good, to spark them to do even to continue to do good or even do it better. Because sometimes people just need someone just to see. Because a lot of times people don't want to go through opposition because they may feel it about themselves. But if they see you stand up, you'd be surprised how many people that you can spark and cause someone to be encouraged enough to stand against every opposition. So I just wanted to say that part. Prophet, do you have anything you'd like to say on that part before we get into our study tonight?
No, Apostle. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. So, but just want to encourage you, because I know these days and times, and I know there's a lot of hearts out there, the enemy kind of trying to come at you, but sometimes it's only when you begin to do some things, once again, that the enemy will try to find something to discourage you. So we just want to encourage you tonight. Just be encouraged, and not only be encouraged, but be persistent, whatever God has called you to do. All right, so let me go to, I'll use this version here. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. And this is why we need the Word of God. The Word of God, the purpose for the Word of God in our life is to build us, to strengthen us, to give us that spiritual food that's going to cause us to be sustained and build us up to do those things that God has called us to do, what He has commissioned, what He has created us to do. When it comes down to it, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. When we understand that we can do all things, sometimes it's kind of hard to think I can do all things. But if you begin to understand, look at the Word of God and see the great signs, wonders, and miracles that our forefathers that have walked this pathway, and you've seen what they've done from nothing. You've seen the great things they have done when no one else actually believed them. See, something, a lot of our former patriarchs of the Word of God and the Bible didn't have a lot of time to great support. Some just had to walk by faith. That's why the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. Some just walk, there's times in your life as we walk this walk, all you're going to have is the Word of God. You may not have the majority, on your side to cheer you on. You may not have someone who you could pray with you. So if you like to say a prayer partner, you may not have a prayer partner at that time. But there are challenges, there are times in your life that you have to stand on what God has given you, and that's the Word of God, and you may have to stand alone, and you have to believe. So tonight I want to talk to you on the subject. We want to talk with the subject of what are you building on? What is the foundation that you're building on? When we talk about foundation, this is the very thing that we build before we get started any kind of structure is coming up. The foundation has to be right. It comes to life. It comes to even when it comes down to building structures. Have the foundation has to be right. Even before they build skyscrapers, they have to go down before they go up. Some people just go, you start building the skyscraper, you just build up. No, they have to go down, dig the foundation deep to be able to hold and stand under the pressure and weight that's going to come on top. So that's why the foundation plays a very big part in anything that we talk about building or starting with. The foundation has to be solid. Okay, we go to verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him as a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon their house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And there, and every when everyone that heareth these sayings and do them not, shall be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and heat and beat upon their house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. And for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. See, Jesus didn't teach them as just someone who was just reading the script or just playing the part or just talking about it. He was speaking as one who understood but also walked in this place of authority, that his word had power. He was just not speaking just, you know, how some just fake it till you make it. Well, he wasn't faking it. He was living this thing. He was walking it. But he also spoke with authority because his nature, because of who he is, was during that time, he spoke from the place of authority that he stood. He stood as the Son of God. He stood as the Word. Amen. So as he spoke in that place of authority, he understood that his words had power. He understood that the gospel truth that he speaks will cause lives to be changed forever. Yes, amen. So when you speak it upon, when you stand on this rock, which, you know, we call and speak upon the rock as we talk about the Word of God, when you speak in that place of authority, and you standing in that place, and you understand who you are. This is why your identity in the Lord plays such a big part. Knowing who you are, like what you said a few minutes ago, opposition will come. You might as well face it, might as well get a hold of it, understand it, believe it, take it in. You will have opposition. It's going to come. But when you understand your opposition, but then you understand from which you stand. In other words, you understand your position against the opposition. This is the matter. This is really the very big key. Understanding your position against the opposition will tell the whole story. When you understand where you stand, no matter what comes your way, no matter how the enemy brings it, you understand that there's some things. No matter what the enemy tries to bring to you, you don't just have to sit there and take that from him. You have authority. You have power. You have the right to speak as the Lord gives you. He's given you his word. We have the right to remind the enemy of his word. So God's word. So we don't have to just sit there and accept life just the way it wants to come at us. You know, if you didn't have any power, no authority, no understanding, that's one thing. But when you have that power, you have the authority, you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you have that foundation, you cannot be shaken. You know, and no matter how things may come at you, you have something to lean on, something to stand on. That is a sure territory that will not bend nor break. The enemy knows the word of God cannot fail. And this is why we have to understand and know the word of God cannot fail. The enemy knows that. But he does know if there's going to be any break in the ranks, it's going to have to come through you, me, us. So this is why he brings pressure to us. He tries to cause us to lose our heart or get discouraged and allow us to be weakened where we stand. Prophet, come on in. Go ahead and say something here. Go ahead. Amen.
Just tag teaming off of Apostle. Pressure is good and bad depending on a person's perception, depending on how you choose. Either you can choose to react in the flesh and in your emotions or feelings, or you can allow that pressure from the enemy to cause you to dig deeper in your prayer life, fast and consecrate even extensively, or to begin to praise and worship God even the more. So as people, especially when we choose to serve God, we have to start learning how to think and then respond when it comes to pressure, and no longer operate when we was in our old man, where we didn't think. We reacted first, and then we thought. After the consequences done came, now we're starting to think. It caused us to be pressed to think when we're supposed to think first in everything. So it's important that when pressure comes from the enemy, it's on purpose. And a lot of times when Satan applies pressure, he's applying pressure to your learned patterns, whether they're good or bad. He wants to see if there's still something in you, some residue that's still deep within you with a foundation. When it comes to fear, when it comes to exes, when it comes to ex-spouses, whatever it is, he's going to apply pressure to see if he can get any residue out of you. Because you can say one thing, but once the pressure's on, what's in that heart and what's in you is going to come out. It's going to come to a head. Amen.
Amen. So there's an old saying that we used to have, pressure break pipes. And this is why we understand, we have to understand that pressure's going to come. You're going to have times that will be tried. This is why we take time now, while we're not under the pressure, to build ourselves, prepare ourselves for the pressure, for the opposition. See, we don't wait till the storm comes and prepare for the storm. Now, we sometimes we do that, which, you know, just setting us up for a fall. But we ideally, this is why we have a prayer life. This is even like some of the prophets was just saying, when we have a prayer life, this is why we. You know, it's easy to go to God when you don't have 100 ton of bricks on your back of trials and tribulations for you. You're trying to get something done then because you have a lot of pressure. Easier to have a walk with God now before the pressure comes. That when the pressure comes, we have a tactic that the Word of God gives to us that will help us along the way. Now, if you go with me, to 1 Peter chapter 5. This is something the Lord has given to us to help us before or even as the pressure comes. But we need to keep in mind that we don't wait till we're under 100 pounds of pressure or 100 pounds of pressure. Then we want to go to God. Having a relationship with God is necessary. Having a relationship with God is necessary before we even get that far. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5. Says, let's go to verse 7. Well, let me go back a little further. Verse 5 says, likewise, you younger submit yourself unto the older. Ye all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. Humility is a key to this Christian walk that is vital. We cannot be puffed up in ourselves. Being puffed up in ourselves, having an attitude like we got it, we all that in the bag of chips, and you know we got to make sure that we are humble. This is like to say, a humble child gets grace. But the thing is, if we're not humble, okay, let me say this. God can't fill himself up, you know, Father, fill you with himself if you're full of yourself. See, so if we begin to have this ego and adultery we get into, because if we think it is about us or do it our way, we have to be humble in order for God to really use us the way he desires to use us. We can't be full of the wrong stuff and expect God to just do what we want him to do. No, he doesn't work like that. But humbly, come with him. Be humble. We have to allow him, you know, be humble before people and not have this arrogant attitude and stuff. We got to be careful. We got to be mindful of those things. It's the small foxes that destroy the mind. Those small things can make a big difference. So our attitude, making sure it's humble through humility. Clothed with humility. For God resists the proud. See, you come to God, that proud looking and the proud attitude, God resists you. He will not tolerate that because you come to him in the wrong way. You know, the Bible says we can boldly come to the throne of grace, but also, you know, being bold is not arrogant. There's a difference between bold and arrogant. You can be bold and up front, but yet humble. Understanding that, Lord, I need you. I can boldly speak and say, Lord, I need you. In other words, it's not being arrogant. Oh, sure, I got this. see, when you begin to think, see, when we, the Bible talks also about us being, having confidence in the flesh. I have no confidence in my flesh. In other words, not in my own personal ability that I can do all things through Christ. The only way I'm able to do all things is through Christ, not myself. See, when we begin to put confidence in the flesh, that's when we get out of the will of God. Because now we're putting our flesh higher than, we're receiving our flesh higher than Him. Well, I can't do this. I got this myself. So now your attitude is not humble. You put yourself in a place where you should not be. So he goes on to say, humble, give grace and humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. Sometimes we lose our opportunity to go higher than God because of our attitude, because of our lack of humility. We're not humble enough. See, if you are if you are arrogant without money, you'd be more arrogant with money. You know, so money and power will make you more of what you are. It will bring out what that is already in you. So that's why God is like, oh, I'm not giving you power to destroy people and different things because your attitude is not right. So when the enemy empowers people, that's when they cause a lot of destruction. Coming from God, no, God's not going to empower some people to do some things because that's why they had to go cut covenant with the enemy and they get the power illegally. So I'm coming to do this last part. I'm going to give it over to you, Prophet. Get ready. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. It's a timing to be raised up. So talking about this foundation, there's a timing for everything. Each part of the building process takes time. Building a foundation takes time. Trying that foundation takes time. Establishing that foundation takes time. It takes time. We cannot escape that. When we try to escape the time factor, we have a rush and we have a great mess down the road because we try to just skip steps in the process of being built and building. God needs us to go through the process. There's a reason why every part has its time and its place, and it cannot be rushed. When you're trying to build a structure, you cannot rush through it. If you rush through it, it's not going to last through the storms. It's not going to last through the rain. He goes on to say, in verse 7, this is the key verse right here, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. See, as we build a strong foundation, now when we begin to go through, we have to master the art of casting to the Lord. In other words, whatever we're going through, we need to learn. Some people like to use this term, they're catching hell. Okay, why are you catching hell? Let it go. Don't try and catch it. See, we hold on to things that we should let go. In other words, give it to God. Stop trying to hold on to it yourself. We can't do it in ourselves. We begin to put confidence in our flesh, and we begin to do this stuff, and we find out, man, I can't do this. Well, you couldn't do it from the start. Why did we try to do it? Thought we had it. We thought we could do it. And now we find it, God, I can't do this. God, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you to say that for the longest. Now let me give this to me. Let me handle it. And when we finally give it to God, we say, wow, I wish I'd done it earlier. Prophet, go ahead. Amen.
Amen, Apostle. Amen. If you just, even looking at what Apostle just said in verse 5 through 7, if you look at that, you can see the order. Look at verse 7. You first have to learn how to do that, cast your care upon God. And then once you begin to do that, then you learn that you have to humble yourself. Look at verse 6. You first have to be willing to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Because if a person won't even humble themselves before God, they're not going to humble themselves before a leadership, before anybody, before a teacher, a professor, their parents, you name it, because God is the one that created us all. And when people are not willing to humble themselves under God, what they will do is they will resist God and begin to exalt their own self in their time, when they want to, how they want to. And that causes a problem, especially if they're in ministry, especially if they're in leadership. They'll begin to exalt themselves and begin to create satanic occults without even realizing what they're doing, and it will crush the people. It will hurt the people. It will hurt the good ones and affect those who don't know no better, who are spiritually tender and naive, and that is a major problem. And then once we begin to humble ourselves, therefore, first under God's mighty hand, then people are more willing to be subject to God's authority, spiritual leadership, because that's a problem too. A lot of folks will want to exalt themselves in their own time in leadership and not humble themselves under God's leadership. That's out of order. It won't work that way. You can't say that you're going to humble yourself under God and be called to be an apostle or prophet or whatever, but you won't even humble yourself under the leadership that he's ordaining to be over your life to help you spiritually and push you closer to him. In verse 5, you can't even, if you won't humble yourself under God's mighty hand, you won't even be able to submit one to another. How can you do that if you won't do what the root is? The root of this fruit of humility is humbling yourself under God's mighty hand. Because when you won't humble yourself under God's mighty hand, you will resist God because you become full of pride. And then you're going to have a great fall. You know, because God gives us a chance to repent, just like he did with David, just like Satan before he, Lucifer before he became Satan had a chance, we all get a chance. And when we don't want to do the root, which is humbling ourselves under God's mighty hand, we begin to resist God, we become prideful, and we run out of grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for the... Amen. Caller, come on. Do we have a caller? Come on in. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for coming on, calling on. Amen.
Yeah.
What do you have tonight?
I just wanted to request a prayer for my brother. He has Lou Gehrig's disease. They gave him 9 months to live. It's been a year ago. It is getting worse, and, you know, it's not a disease that's curable. And basically, there's only one cure, and that's God. My family is absolutely distraught over it. He's kind of overwhelmed.
Amen. Amen. Well, amen. We will, first of all, thank you for calling in, and we definitely thank you for bringing the prayer request to us. And we're going to touch and agree, and we're going to take this before the Lord together as we pray. And, you know, there's nothing too hard for God. And the only thing we're going to do is pray. We'll give it to him. Just like what we were saying, we're going to cast our care before the Lord because he cares for us. And this is a care we're going to cast before him. And God can do anything. There's nothing he cannot do. Listen, amen. And so, and also want to just remind you too, if no one's doing it, take some time as you may be with them. And I mean, I'm not sure as far as how his daily state is, but even for those who may be around him during the daytime, and even some at night, if you take some time, read the Word of God to him, feed his spirit, man. You know,
right.
that kind of stuff will definitely help him fight on the other, you know, on his part too. You know, even the will to live. You know, some people realize when a man's will to live is strong, you'd be surprised what they'll be able to fight through and how much they begin to fight. So even as we're standing, believing God to for the results that we desire. Definitely do that part. It takes some time to read the Word of God. If you're not doing it, if you're doing it, great, continuing. If not, definitely it'll be great.
Right.
It'll be an asset to him to help him be strengthened. Also, hear it to be inspired. We know how it is when we can hear a good message that will cause us to get up and move. Amen. The same thing can happen with him as well. So
right.
Praise God. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you right now. We stand, Lord God, with the sister tonight. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up her brother before you. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. We curse the nurse of disease right now in the name of Jesus. We curse that thing buried to the root in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. And we thank you that it's cursed right now. We bond it up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command it to die. There's no greater name than the name of Jesus. But in the name of Jesus, Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. And we thank you for that disease to bow down now to the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we command it go down in the name of Jesus, God. We curse the whole condition to turn and loose him and leave him now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the miracle power of God being released now on his behalf. In the name of Jesus, we use her as a point of contact as she stands in the gap for her, for him, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We stand with her, and we speak by faith right now in the name of Jesus. We curse that condition at the root. We command it to go forth, dry up, and die. We command the whole situation to be turned. In Jesus' name, we thank you for every nerve, action, and reaction, everything to line up with the word of God. Bring him back to his most natural state, Lord God, and begin to do, Lord God, cause a reversal effect in life now and begin to go flow forth through him now in Jesus' name. And so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you as we encourage him. We build up his faith, strengthen him right now. Thank you for his immune system being strengthened right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for building him up, Lord God, even his nervous system. I see his nervous system to align with the word of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, everything is to function together, to flow together, and be on point in Jesus' name. Lord God, let him even regain his consciousness throughout the day and be up and alert, functioning and flowing in Jesus' name. Lord, everything that the enemy has tried to bring against his body, we reverse it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strength, Lord God. We thank you for new life. Let a rejuvenation take place right now inside of his body in the name of Jesus, God. Cause him to spark new life in Jesus' name. Thank you for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to manifest itself right now inside of him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. And we thank you for a powerful release right now in this moment, in this time, in Jesus' name. We come in contact, we touch the green, and we thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation now in Jesus' name. So, Father, thank you, Lord God. We believe and receive and we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless
you've
you.
You've done wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So praise God. So amen. So we just thank God for even him strengthening us and even the foundation of his word that's going to cause us to see some miracles happen, signs and wonders, miracles. You know, we can't do without, you know, God can't do, he sends his word, signs and wonders shall follow his word, you know. So without his word going forth, he has nothing to confirm. Amen. So we thank God for confirming his word by signs and wonders following. We thank God for by his stripes he's healed. I just thank God in advance for the healing manifestation for him, brother, right now. Glory to God. And I begin to thank God. We go from the place of praying and asking God, and we curse that thing and take authority over it, and now we get to go forth and thank God for the manifestation, thanking God for the manifestation. You know, so we're going to begin to thank God for the manifestation, for his healing, everything that he needs, that God's going to answer that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, and also to be restored, like how the woman, the issue of blood, after she was healed, she was also made whole. He said, you know, that she knew she was healed when she made the contact with Jesus, when she touched the hem of his garment. But after she told him the whole truth, then she was restored. She was not only healed, but she was made whole. Nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing. So we praise God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So praise God. Okay, all right. Now we're going to, so as we were in that scripture, and so we understand how important it is for us to cast our cares into the Lord because he cares for us. You know, this is where trials and tribulations of life can get so heavy, y'all, especially this time of year. Let me deal with this right here. This is why even this week coming, a time of Thanksgiving, a lot of people are going through some different things. A lot of, you know, amen. We have a caller. Come on in. Amen. You may come on forth. We have a guest who's coming in. Come on. Okay, maybe they lost it on the way.
It's still there. They hit one.
Okay.
562.
Amen. 562. Come on and speak. Hello.
Okay, they won't say nothing.
Okay, well, praise God. Amen. Okay, so casting our cares to the Lord, especially like on this week like this, it is a time of reflection. It's time of, you know, when we talk about reflecting on the year and look at what we've come through, some things we've faced and disappointments, you know, some people who started the year with us are not here now. Different things that happened like that, and even some things have misfortunes that took place that, you know, shifted our year. We was one place and then somehow things happened along the way. These are the times that we really need to cast to the Lord. And these times, don't allow regret, disappointment, those things that you did not accomplish. And listen, we all have those things that we can sit back and say, I wish I would have went a different way, or I wish I would have done something different. But guess what? We can't go back and change that. And some things, to be honest, some things we may view as bad now may have actually turned out for our good. I know it's hard to see that, because we want things and we want to see what we want to see. But sometimes those things that may look like a misfortune today may actually be our fortune tomorrow. You know, so somehow, because the Bible says all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So you'd be surprised how things will work out. But at the same time, even if it doesn't change, even if it doesn't work out the way you want it to work out, or it doesn't take that shift, we have to learn how to look at it, see for what it is, and let it go. We cannot change situations that have already happened. So all that we can do is see for what it is, cast it to our Lord, that care to where we want to allow this thing, and no longer live in the guilt. Some of us, I don't know why I'm here, but some of us need to forgive ourselves. Stop beating up yourselves for different mistakes you've made. You cannot go forward looking backwards. How can you pursue the goal that's ahead of you if you keep looking back? You're still there. If you have not turned around from that old place, you cannot go forward. So we have to not only cast our cares, but forgive ourselves and move forward. Prophet, you have anything here?
Amen. That's so true, Apostle. That goes back to perception. So many times we still operate in old patterns and bad learned behaviors of opening our mouth without thinking of what we're saying, without seeing the big picture of why it all happened for us. Because everything happens for a reason. And so we have to learn how to become disciplined in our mindset. That's why God said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus always was a man that thought before he even opened his mouth. He discerned before he released. That's how he was. That's why he was such a strategist, a kingdom strategist, where he knew what to do and when, even with religious folks. Amen.
Amen. That's very true, because we remember the account where the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. Now, get this, y'all. This part always gets me. How could you catch one person in the act of adultery when it takes two to commit it? Da, da, da. Something strange about that. But amen. Because, I mean, you know, she wasn't the only one in the act of it. So what happened to the man? I mean, y'all, that's your homie. You gave him a high five, let him go. But you bring the woman on trial. So, but anyway, that's my little side thought. Y'all forgive me for that. But, hey, man, we have a caller. Come on in.
Yes, God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Apostle and Apostle Dupree, and to the prophet and to everyone's on the line. It's a real blessing that the Lord would allow me to hear his word tonight. So I want to thank God for you and for the message. And allowing the opportunity to come in and share when we hear what the Lord is saying. So I was listening to you, listening to you and hearing the voice of the Lord. And in the beginning, you said so many times, it was about five or six or seven times, you used the word understand. And so that's what spoke to my spirit. And then you also talked about, you know, relationship. I heard you mention the word relationship.
Yes.
And our relationship with God. But you also kept saying understand. Understand, you, that word came out about five or six or seven times when you were first talking about John chapter 4, verse 11. So what I heard in the prophetic side was that we must understand our relationship with God. And when we understand, first, if we have, once we have entered the relationship with God, we must take time, and not the natural time, but get under God's time to understand our relationship with God. And when we do, we will be under. We have to understand that it's not over. We'll be humble because we know that it's under God. Our relationship is under God, and it's under God's leadership. And when it is, we won't have a problem with God's leadership because it's under God's leadership. And then God, then just like you spoke about John chapter 4:11. And to me, it's so prophetic because you were talking about how the Lord spoke and went for Lazarus to come forth, and what the people were talking about, all of those relationships and who they were relating to, and they were not trying to give it to account of God, but to account of each other about what was happening. And that's John chapter 4:11. And so we're in this time now of chaos and judgment, and the Lord took you right there. Do we really understand? And when we do, we will see the creativity of God even in chaos, like with Lazarus. So powerful. So I was taking notes. So I'm listening, then I'll just give it back to you real quick. So I took notes. The creativity and the chaos. And knowing that the creativity, I heard the Lord say, the creativity in the chaos, focus on the creativity of God in the chaos, we will see the life that God we'll see the life that God is going to bring forth.
Yes.
Out of that chaos. Then you talked about, you went to the next scripture, which was powerful, Matthew chapter 7. And so that was powerful in itself, you know, with that piece. But I'm just going to say it in this way. You were talking about the storms and how you build your house. So the establishment and the foundation. And when we understand God, we'll understand how he has established our spiritual structure. And when we do that, we will be able to withstand. That's what the word of the Lord is. We would be able to withstand the climate change, Apostle. And it's so prophetic even now because 11 is such a powerful number, and that's where we are. But when we understand how God has prophetically established us in the structure, because that structure was able to withstand the climate, we'll be able to withstand the climate change of emotions and everything else that happens in the world, because that's the pressure. The pressure, yeah. Pressure comes in evaporation, and then we won't deal. What did you say? I think then you came back with the next scripture about humility and being all puffed up. And when you said puffed up, Apostle, when you said puffed up, I saw people walking around like they're tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff like that, because they're puffed up from the evaporation of themselves. And so in that, people, what the Lord said is sometimes people create their own storms because they're not humble. So I thank God for that. And that's when the Lord said, if we stay in our place, if we stay in our place to do our purpose, then we will see the creativity of God, and we don't have to worry about those that we encounter that fear that they're going to be displaced. So that's the word of the Lord. God bless you, and I go back on mute, and thank you for listening.
Amen, amen. So amen. Who's this masked person just came on the line? Who's this person?
This is just a sister in Christ. The Lord said, "Try the spirit by the spirit, whether they be of the Lord." And you know, an apostle, you know, apostle said something. He said, or either it could have been the prophet said, "When people want their names to be known, and it's not about the names, it's about your service." And you know, Apostle, I saw there's one person, it's called the Tank Man. He's called the Tank Man, Apostle and Prophet, and on the line. The Tank Man is the man that was standing at Tiananmen Square, and no one ever knows his name. He is famous, not for his name, but he's famous for what he did. He's famous. He stood at the tank and defied China, and they said he actually got up on one of the tanks, and then he got down, and they thought that they would kill him. But he's famous for what he did. That's why we said, to God be the glory, that we don't care if they know our names, but that they know Jesus, and we're famous because we're in Christ. And we do what? We do the work of Christ. So it's what we do. Because that house don't have a name. And whoever built it, the last one, you say cast, you got to know the master, the casting. That's what Apostle said, right? We have to know how to the art of mastering casting. And when you said that, I saw the prophet and the leaders, who is on your cast? Those cares, you know, who is your cast in what you're doing? You know, the Holy Spirit is the producer, and if the Holy Spirit is in the production, then He will tell us what the pressure may never be one of your cares, but those cares are not don't have to be negative. The cares could be, who are my resources? Who am I going to use? All those cares are positive things if we. Amen. Understand our relationship with God and relate to Him about those cares. So thank you so much. And I'm going to be obedient. My name is, I threw away all the titles. I don't want the titles. I just say, most people listen to me without them. So I just say, just call me Pat. I got rid of all the, just Pat. God bless you.
Amen. Well, that's for me. You know, the thing is, I want people to just, we've got a hot one in. Well, amen. Come on. We have someone to come on in. Amen. Come on in. Come forth. Amen. Hello? Caller?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Dad. This is Bonnie.
Hey. How you doing?
I couldn't get on. I'm good. I was trying
okay.
So hard. I'm at work, but I'm just like, it's kind of slow, so I'm putting you on.
Okay. Well, it's definitely good to hear from you.
I really need you to hear, so thank you for the word. And
amen.
I'm trying. I'm really trying to find myself. But it's like, every time I do good, it's like something always happens. And I know, I pray, I do what you taught me. And I read my notes, what I have. It just, I don't know. It's really hard. I'm going to call you, though, tomorrow. Is that okay?
Okay. That sounds good. Look forward to hearing you. Amen. There's a lot of catching up, but in the meantime, I want you to hear this.
Okay.
There's a lot you can try and do in your own effort, but you can only go so far. Like we were talking about tonight, humbling and submitting unto God, letting Him navigate you, lead the way. That's the way. because storms are going to come. The way you prepare your relationship now when the storm is not there, or while you have time to build yourself strong so when the storm does come, you won't lose yourself in the midst of the storm. So how you build now is going to sow seed into how you come out later in the harvest, okay?
Okay.
Be strong. All right. Father, we thank you. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you. For Sister Bonnie, we thank you, and we ask you to, Lord God, strengthen her right now, Lord. I thank you for touching her on top of her head, over her feet. I bind up right now every opposition, every mind, every tactic of the enemy, even attack her mind. We shut you down now in the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority of Christ. We cast out every imagination, every thought that's not like God. We send you back to the pits of hell from which you came, and we crush every burden, every weight that's upon her right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. You said in your word, cast our cares upon you because you care for us, and we thank you for helping her to cast every care upon you right now because you care for her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the movement of your spirit. Rest upon her right now in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen her. Give her even give her, we bind the spirit of discouragement, oh God, in Jesus' name. We bind, we render the enemy powerless right now in Jesus' name. She will not be discouraged anymore in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of encouragement. Lord, fill her cup, oh God, so her cup runs over in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for stirring up change right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you for empowering her that she will go forth and she will go strong in the name of Jesus. She would not be discouraged. She would not be defeated. We bind the spirit of frustration as well in Jesus' name. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. We renew, we strengthen her faith now according to your word that she will fight, go forth now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Victory is hers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We look forward. I look forward to seeing you, talking to you tomorrow. And in the meantime, you stay encouraged. Love you, daughter. Okay.
I love you too, Dad.
All right. Be good. All right. So, amen. So we just thank God amen, for everything that's been said and done, even this far. Let's see, Sister Pat, you still on the line? Sister Pat, still on? Okay. Well, anyway, we praise God for each and every one. So we want to kind of bring it out to the close, but so as we're talking about building this foundation, this is why, even as you can see from the callers, that's why it is important for us to spend time in that foundation. You know, sometimes when the foundation is bad or something, you have to tear down some walls. You have to go into the foundation and repair some things. Sometimes there's some things that are faulty that did not or was not created to last long because of what's been put in it, how it's been made. And sometimes we have to go back and reestablish the foundation. Listen, if you have to go back and reestablish your foundation, do not be discouraged. It's better for you to take time to reestablish your foundation now than to lie to yourself and crumble later. Reestablish your foundation. It's a humility thing, not a pride, you know, not a prideful thing. You know that to ignore it is pride, but to go back and fix it takes humility. You got to humble yourself unto God to actually go back and reestablish a foundation. I'm speaking to somebody on this line tonight. Do not be afraid, and do not be prideful to overlook a foundation that needs to be repaired. Humble yourself. Allow God to deal with that foundation. Get rid of all the faultiness. Anything that's been broken or not operating or functioning the way it needs to, let's go back and fix that. Amen. How can you last through the storm when you're broken? How can you last through the storm when you're empty? What you're trying to lean on is not even there anymore. So this is why it's very important to take time to reestablish a foundation. And matter of fact, take some time to go back and reexamine your foundation. You may not be crumbling into pieces, but go back and look at your foundation. Go back and check it out. Make sure, you know, it is what it needs to be. Because sometimes some of us have built our foundation on some things that's not true. Okay, for instance, some people say the scripture is the race is not given to the swift and strong, but those who are endured to the end. That's not even the scripture. But we've built ourselves on things that's not even there. There's a couple of scriptures, maybe one, two, three things here that people have put together to make a scripture. There's no such thing. So we have to make sure what we're building on is sure foundation. It's not something that we've made up along the way. See, the Bible says this, that the disciples went forth preaching the word everywhere, preaching the word. And he was with them and confirming his word by signs and wonders following. The Lord cannot confirm something he did not say. The word of God has to be what it is, and it is what it is says it is. Anything else, God cannot guarantee. God will not co-sign. He will not back it up. And we want sometimes God to bless stuff, but God can't bless something he did not put together. He cannot bless something he did not say. He cannot bless something he did not promise. We have to make sure we're building on that which God has established. And God has said, he said the word is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the word of God will last, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forever. His word is established in the heaven and the earth, and it is already, it will not change. So we have to make sure we're building with the stuff that's not going to change. Not every wind of doctrine, not everything that seems good, feel good for the moment, but later on will crumble. So our lives depend on it as well as others too. We can't give something that we don't have. If you don't have the word of God in you, you sure can't give it to someone who needs it. So, amen. Prophet, do you give any, you got any last things to go along with that? Amen. Glory to God. Get out your way.
Amen. Just wanted to say that as Apostle was speaking, he reminded me of David. You know, when David chose to do what he did by choice, he knew what to do without any questions asked, without no justification or excuses for his choosing to sin and not let God deal with him. He knew what he needed to do, that he had to do something extreme and extensive concerning fasting and consecration because the sin that he committed was extreme. And so he did what it took to have that foundation back again with God. He did not want to lose that, and he knew that because of what he chose to do, on the evil side, that's what he had to do. So I'm reminded of David, and it's not to say that everyone has done something evil, but sometimes whether you're hurting or if you did something sin, whatever you're convicted to do, just do what it takes and keep your foundation with God so you and God can have that foundation. And if you notice, when David did that, he was able to continue on in his praising God. He danced, he was naked without clothes. He was a worshiper at heart, and he was even back in the same place with God. So you do what it takes to keep your foundation with God. Amen.
Amen. So truly, excuse me, our foundation is everything. It means a whole lot. When the foundation is good, we can tear down walls and repair the walls. When the foundation is right, we can repair the roof and the house will still last. But when the foundation is not good, the whole house crumbles. Check your foundation tonight. This foundation, what you build on, it is literally life or death. Because if the foundation crumbles, there goes the house. Honky, how nice it looks and everything, that's well put together. And the higher up, the harder it falls. See, you can't go high when your foundation is corrupted and messed up. You can't go but so far. Because it cannot hold the pressure of the weight that's coming upon you. We want God to bless us and make us strong and anoint us to do great things. But the thing is, if your foundation is not good, how can God really anoint you to do some great things? Because if foundation is not good, you won't last. Actually, you might be becoming more of a weight or pressure or more of a liability than even an asset to the kingdom. See, the foundation is not good. It's dangerous to build on the foundation that's not solid. So we have to consider this tonight and really look at ourselves and just know that God wants to use each and every one of you. He wants to do great things. Listen, like I said, in some ways we may fall. It didn't even come. It's not even in our foundation. It may be some learned behaviors that we've just picked up or along the way. But your foundation is actually strong. But it's some things that have gotten into the walls or to the ceiling that we allow and we did not take care of. And that's why some things we've been subject to. So this is why we take time to let the Word of God examine our hearts. This is why this call is here tonight is very important. We must examine our hearts, examine our foundation in God. What is it that we're building on? We have to make sure that it's aligned with the Word of God. So I thank Prof. Thank you, Prof, for being with me tonight and expounding the Word together. You've been truly an asset and an inspiration. Thank God for you and for all that He's about to do in your life. Amen, amen. As you continue, God continue to bless you, use you, just let him do great work. And I thank God for each and everyone who's listening tonight. We want to encourage you, join us again next week as we get into some more of the Word and whatever does say the Lord. I'm telling you, I know some things are happening right now, and God is speaking, and I'm excited about it, amen. With all the opposition I'm learning, even with the opposition that comes along, I want to encourage you very quickly, don't be discouraged to where you want to quit and give up. Listen, learn how to fight through the storms. If you don't learn how to fight through the storms, you will not last. These are the trying times. These are proving times that we have to learn how to fight through. I went through some storms today. I felt like just whatever. I just felt like just saying, let me just walk the plank and get out of here. But nevertheless, you know what? That's what the enemy wants. And I'm not giving him no credit, but bottom line is anytime the enemy or someone else, people want to see you, they don't want to see you do good or whatever, don't let that, learn to convert that into power to succeed. It's the reality, real talk. Everybody's not for you. They're not. So guess what? It's okay. But nevertheless, as long as you have God on your side, you got the majority. I don't care who wants you not to succeed. They can put money on the table ready for you to fall, but you don't have to. As long as you remember casting your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. As long as you keep casting to him, you will not fall. But the minute you get in yourself and think you can do it yourself, you will find yourself by yourself broken. So remember, it's not in you, or it's not you who have to do it. And you don't have confidence in your flesh. There's no good thing in the flesh, but you have confidence in your relationship with God. That's where the strength is, in him, not you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He gives you what you need to walk through what you got to walk through, but you cannot do it by yourself. So, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for each and every one that's been touched by your word. Let your word germinate. Let it produce inside of them what needs to come forth in Jesus' name. Let them go forth with power, conviction, oh God. Thank you for letting their lives be touched, set free, changed forever, Lord God, that as they apply the word of God, Lord God, even into their situations, Lord God, you will do great and mighty things through them, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing right now. Use them in a mighty and awesome way. Lord, establish their house, Lord God. Help them to understand the foundation that they stand on. Let them examine their foundation, Lord God. Help them to see exactly if their foundation is strong or is faulty. Whatever the situation is, Lord God, help them to see exactly what it is and help them to go forth and address the real issue to the core. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, reveal to them, Lord God, exactly what it is they're faulted in their foundation. Lord God, that they will be able to build on, they'll be able to stand and withstand the challenges and changes that come through life. No matter the storms, Lord God, they will overcome. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If there's anyone who needs to receive Lord as Savior, we will give you opportunity. Amen. If there's anyone who needs to rededicate your life to the Lord, we will give you that opportunity as well. For those who need to who will receive Lord as Savior, repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Thank you. Thank you for helping me to overcome every obstacle.
To overcome every obstacle.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Forgive me for sinning. Forgive me. I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And I want to be saved.
And I want to be saved.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
And thank you for empowering me to overcome.
Empower to overcome
every obstacle in every situation.
Every obstacle in every situation.
You said in your word.
You said in your word.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I no longer have confidence in my flesh.
I don't have confidence in my flesh.
But I put all my trust in you.
But I put all my trust in you.
Help me.
Help me.
As you raise me up.
As you raise me up in victory.
And so I receive now.
I receive now.
The Lord.
The Lord.
As my Savior and King.
As my Savior and King.
And my Redeemer of life.
My Redeemer of life.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, Father,
amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Amen. For your power, for even healing, restoring all things,
amen.
And helping her to accomplish everything that you put in her heart to do. So, Lord, thank you. We break every power, every control, every habit, everything that he has, every stronghold that he may have over her life. Break now. In the name of Jesus, God, release your power, your anointing right now to shatter it, or even destroy it. Consume in your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for strengthening her, that she will walk in victory and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We thank God for each and every one. We love you. And thank God for you all coming back on next week, that we should have more adventures in the Spirit. Amen. And have a great encounter with the Word of God. May you be blessed. May God keep you. For those who can join us Tuesday night on Eagles Wings, Eagles Wings Bible Study Night. On the line, the number is 843-619-0410, 843-619-0410. That's our Eagles Wings Impact Bible Study. Join us there, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we will see you all there. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
Amen. Hello. Love you all.
Love you all. Bye bye. Amen.
Bye bye.
My Father, God is my friend.